you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, our first live show in the studio of the week. So we've got to talk some local sports. Emory High School Soccer, they had a big contest on Friday. They went toe-to-toe with the Manti Templars at home. That was for a region championship. Unfortunately, Emory comes out on the short end of the stick. They fall 3-1. This game was tied 1-1 at one point in time. And we'll talk about that and more. Coming up, Emory's going to close out the regular season at home on Thursday, as they take on North Sevier. We'll talk about that as well with our next guest. He is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory Soccer Squad. Coach, good to hear from you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan, for the time. Appreciate it.
Definitely, Coach. We'll start by talking about a little bit of a disappointing contest this past Friday. You guys played host to the Manti Templars. I mean, that was deemed a region championship game. Both teams entered tied in points. Unfortunately, we come out on the short end of the stick, losing 3-1, but it was a very competitive game. In fact, 1-1 at one point in time.
It was. It was a really good game. Manti came out playing really, really strong, and was just basically just a half step faster than we were, and as a coach, I kind of take responsibility for that. Preparation and timing of games and everything. But they was a half step faster. But we played very, very good soccer. We still played really well, still really proud of the boys and the way they played. So,
you and I talked last week about the very tough schedule. I mean, you guys had to play a game on Tuesday against South Sevier, Thursday against Gunnison, and then again Friday against Manti. How much of that played into it?
I think it played a little bit into it. Conditioning, I thought we were really good conditioning, but when you have, a couple of really tight matches, as far as physically, then that makes a difference, as you're going into your third game, and stuff. Gunnison is an extremely physical team. They played very well, and in return did give me an opportunity to, rest a lot of starters. So we had to keep with our, with our main, 11, 12 starters, going out and playing. So Friday, that kind of played a little bit of a factor as far as, fatigue, but mostly sore muscles, and it was an extremely physical contest with Manti. They show up and they play physical, they play good soccer, and we have to be, on our best, and stuff. So,
well, it's definitely a tough region front to back, yet you still, you guys are in a very good position. I know, obviously, it's always the goal, to get the region championship, but as it sits right now, Coach, if you guys just take care of business, you're going to end up the 2 seed.
Right, correct. Yep. We should do that with just a little bit of help from one other team, Gunnison. If they beat Wasatch Academy, then that'll for sure happen. And if not, then we'll go in kind of a tie and we'll do a coin toss for, second, third, but second should be ours, I feel. And again, I'm extremely proud of the boys. I mean, they played well every year for the last 4 years. We have just leaps and bounds got better. They set off with a goal this year, and we've got a partial goal so far. So, we'll wait until we finish this week Thursday, and then wait for where we go as far as a home playoff game or not, for sure.
You guys have played in 11 games. Manti has played in 10. Yet you guys have given up significantly less goals defensively. Do you feel that you're the best team defensively in the 2A Central, maybe even in the 2A classification in general?
I do. I really feel that we have a very strong defense. As far as starting with our, with our captain, in the center there, as far as the defensive center, Jacob Huntsman is commanding the team really, really well. The rest of them fall in suit, and then our goalie Taven Cook has played really, really good soccer this year as well too. So defensively, they've only given up so many goals for that reason, because they are very strong.
Right. Well, now you guys have to bounce back. You got to take care of business to close out the year, and we're going to talk about that right now, Coach. It is going to be senior night this Thursday, and you guys have a big day in general planned.
We do. We have kind of a fun event. It's actually, it's a rarity that we get a senior night as far as a night game, but we're actually going to have a night game contest. It'll be a 6 o'clock start with, you know, with the seniors, with honoring them, and then a 7 o'clock start time, you know, as far as the game goes. But senior night, we're going to have some fun festivities with them. We're going to honor our seniors, their parents and their grandparents. You know, we have a lot of support, you know, in this community and stuff. And, you know, our parents are a lot of support. But, you know, our grandparents, you know, as I look into the stands every year, we have a lot of grandparents that are there supporting their grandkids and stuff, and I just thought that it was fitting that, you know, they got a little recognition and stuff as well too. So it's going to be a little bit extra special for, you know, for some kids and stuff as well too, and, you know, bragging rights and kind of deal as well too. So
The one thing about Emory High School that that always stands out, at least to me, if we're talking soccer or wrestling or whatever, I mean, you guys have a lot of fun on senior nights.
We do, we do, and we're planning on definitely having a lot of fun. You know, senior night, we're gonna do some fun things with our local traveling kids program. They're gonna be able to enjoy, you know, some of the festivities as well too, to kind of get them excited for, you know, upcoming years and being able to play high school soccer and you know, to join with the high school team and doing some fun things as well too. So it definitely is gonna be fun. You know, we really encourage everybody to come out and, you know, kind of fill the stands and, you know, and really, you know, just cheer these guys on to you know, a really fun night.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer squad. Coach, when I talked to you last week, you also brought up your son Ethan Winter, and I know there's going to be some involvement there on senior night as well, correct?
Correct. There is. It's been a very touching year for us and stuff. You know, obviously, you know, working through this, you know, as a team and as a community and stuff. And we're actually going to, you know, have a little bit of a special event. We're going to retire his number, you know, and honor him for just a short moment and everything. It's something that our senior class has wanted to do. Obviously, they're very tight, and they felt that it's extremely important that, you know, he gets some recognition for all the hard work and effort that he had put in through the years and stuff as well too. So.
Coach, have you felt that the kids this year have played inspired soccer based on the impact that Ethan had on the team before his passing?
You know, absolutely. He was a very key ingredient to the team. He was a captain, you know, and a leader. But he loved the game of soccer, and that bled off, you know, into the team. And I really do feel that the team, you know, has played, you know, I use the, you know, the word to use, inspired soccer. I really feel that they've really stepped up and they've. You know, they played good soccer, in spite of the trial, but because of it, you know, to honor him and to honor themselves as well, too.
You know, this is a really unique team, Coach, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of feel like this senior class and even the juniors that'll be seniors next year, this is kind of a group that we may look back on in 10 years that kind of sparked the change, you know, the team that put Emory soccer over the hump, something that sparked a tradition at Emory High School. It's kind of the way I view the senior and junior class.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up as well too, because it has. There's just a different feel within the soccer program, and it has started with this senior and junior class. You know, they've got a lot of excitement, and in return, the younger class, as far as freshmen and sophomores, have kind of bought into that. They've kind of, you know, felt that enjoyment and felt that love for the game, and then our younger kids, you know, through the traveling programs and stuff, you know, these guys. The seniors have always, the senior class has always been involved with, you know, with our traveling kids and with our rec kids and stuff. And so it's been a good lift for the program.
From a coach's perspective, I'm sure there's no better feeling. I mean, everybody wants to win. There's no doubt about it. I mean, goals are region and state championships. But when you have a group of kids that leaves the program itself in better shape in the county, that has to be the ultimate high for a coach.
You know, absolutely for me. You know, at the end of the day, you know, obviously that state championship or that region championship would be, you know, something to set on the mantle. But, you know, like I preach to the boys and I've always preached in this program, a lot of times it's bigger than soccer, you know, and the examples that these boys are and the things that they do, not only on the soccer field but off the soccer field, is a tribute to, you know, what kind of young men they are, and what kind of competitors they are and what kind of people they are, you know, to be honest with you. So,
with the end of the season right around the corner, Coach, I have to ask you, how legitimate is a state championship for this team? I mean, everybody wants to win one. You can't win one unless you get to the postseason. But when you look at it and seeing how this team has grown, is that a legitimate, logical goal for this team?
Absolutely. I absolutely look at it. You know, I mean, we've looked at obviously a couple of different case scenarios as far as, you know, who we'd be seated against and, you know, where we'd be seated at and, you know, is going through them. And there isn't a team in there that I feel that if we play our best soccer, Manti included, that we couldn't go in and win a state championship. You know, absolutely. These guys, when they get up and they're playing at their best, they are one of the best teams in the state. And I put them up against any, you know, I mean, and especially in the 2A region. And I think it's a very obtainable goal, you know, and it's something that they're going to work very hard for. And thus far have worked very hard for. And I honestly feel that we can, you know, compete at the highest level in a state championship for sure this year.
Coach, I really appreciate you always taking out the time to join us on the show. Thank you again. And we'll talk to you at the end of the regular season as we prepare for the playoffs.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Appreciate the time, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Again, that's Coach Troy Winter of the Emory Spartans Soccer Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Christy Scales. She is the Dallas Cowboy Radio Network sideline reporter. You know, we're just 2 days away from the NFL draft, which will be right here on KOAL. We'll talk about that and a little bit more as far as the news goes regarding the Dallas Cowboys. When we come back with Christy Scales here on Drive Time Sports.